Shirpei Hei Yevamos Chav Tesnis Nehitav Shem Vav April 29, 1976. Thursday continued. Tesnis Nehitav Shem Vav April 27, 1976. Continued.
The Gemara was patient that the Ishes Achim and Minoim is also Aso. Not only is Ishes Achim and Minoim Aso Homish Mishnio, but even Ishes Achim and Minoim. Now let's see the Rashi. Vyom Arobe Uklonu Rubik Vyobas Hameisea, but she is Achisishte. Lavasui Ishes Achim and Minoim. In the case of the Achis, the Minoim, the Avod, the Sibavos Achisimcho. ותעשינו מה בואו ליבם תבין מבנאים מלכה בזוכר גוזר על איש מה ישנה היום, מה ישנה הנו גילו איש שסחומו ואיש שבן חומו ובן חמיס ואיש שסחי ובן חיירי ואף עוד אבן כי הוא היה בו בזוכר מותה באיש או איש שסחיים בחד קדוש מקווה לגב את החי בקדוש שקידשו אחי אימא so the relationship was affected to one marriage אבל כאן אני בלי אלו איתו לגבי עדי כתעת קדוש כי אין איש שסחומו so בקדוש שקידי זה אס אישתי Miskarif Chomo, first by marrying his father-in-law's daughter. So he became related to his father-in-law. Then the father-in-law married another woman. So there was another marriage. So in other words, it started close. As Vadayin Eishes Chomo Frecheiklos, it calls Manshali Kitcho Chomo. Vichin Eishes Ben Chomo, Vichin Eishalei Beish, the Miskarif Ben Chomo. Ugdushin ben chomo beishte lechim. In other words, because all these shniyis the chachomim aser because of the possibility. So mele, there is more of a. It's more likely that it will be michlepe with a woman who became related to acquired the relationship to him through one marriage. Then it is likely that it will be michlepe with a woman. With whom you acquire the relationship through two marriages. So then people know that this woman is not so close. Because in order to become related, two marriages have to take place. אנו לא לאיש הזכי אוהב מנהים יש להפסק דיין היתר לאיש הזכי אבי אוהב מנהים ולמטה ידעו לעבר בי אבל שני וכי כמי בו אליי that was learning the more prayer שולח לא ירב משאר שיהיה מטוס תהיה לרפא ילמדים רבים איש הזכי אבי אוהב אחרי סבי אוהב מה? The wife of the Aviyah the Achis Aviyah of Mal middle Mato help so we mile name goes away or if you more is Palik Daote it's another generation Tosh Mayin Shniyetz Veliko Choshit Lo Ba'adai so it's a Raya if we are going to assume that the Ishes Achi Aviyah and Achis Aviyah are also Asureis so it should be mentioned in the price of Shniyetz. So the Gemara says, no, that's no Raya, Tole Vishia, because the price does not give an exhaustive list. Mai Shia Dai Shia? Shia Shniyetz Derabchir. Shniyetz Derabchir, because Tavchov Bei, so Rabchir mentions other Shniyetz. Shishi Shemne Yubitei, Shil Ben Ishtei, Bas Ishtei, Revi Yishe Dechol V'chameisei. So in other words, so we see that the price that for Paul from Dallas did not intend to give an exhaustive list. Amima, so that the question is, so the Gemara has an abaye. So Rav Mishal Shiyeh raised an abaye as to whether Eishes Achi Aviyov and Achis Aviyov, whether they are Sureis or not Sureis. So Amima Achsha, Beis Achi Aviyovi, Uv Achis Aviyovi. So Amima said that Eishes Achi Aviyovi in other words, the wife of the brother of the grandfather, Avi Ovi, and the sister of the grandfather, so Amutoris. Omalei Ravilel Ravashe Lididi Chaziel Shnie Smar Breid Rabene Uchsiven Shitzra Liso. In the Shnies, probably was a certain manuscript of that was attributed to Rabine. So, and there it was mentioned there are 16 Shnies Liso. 16. Now, how do we get 16? Now, in the Braise, we can count up Daf Chof Aleph, we can count up 8 Mayim Shniyeis, Eimi Mei 1, Eimi Oviv 2, Eishes Avi Oviv 3, Eishes Avi Mei 4, Eishes Achi Oviv Mei 5, Eishes Achi Oviv Mei 6, Kalas Mei 7, Kalas Pitei 8. So we have 8 Shniyeis in the Braise. Now, and then we have my love, Tamne Bimaslite, the 8, mentioned in the Braise, Vishidi Ben Rafriye. Now, that of base, Tonin Rafriye, Shlishi Shebibnei Vishabibitei. So that's 2. Vishabaniste Mishbasiste. So that's 4. And Revi Shebechomov is 5. Revi Shebechameisei is 6. So we have 8 and 6 is 14. But how did Rabbine get Mabrid Rabbit? 16, so there are 2 more. Who are the 2 more? So obviously, Eish is Achi Avi Oviv, and Achi is Avi Oviv. V'amechtarte, Hoshitzer. Hoshitzer. So, more I say, Utamecho, Shifzer Ave. So in other words, because here on the Braise, only Eish is, so only Eish is Achi Oviv, no Av is mentioned. And there was Nabaya, how about Ishes Achioi Minoeim? And that was Nipsha, that Ishes Achioi Minoeim is also so. So we have 17. So the Cheshm of 16 in the manuscript of, in the list of Rabine, is not accurate anyway. Utamecho Shitzrali. Do Yike Ishes Achioi Minoeim, the Pashtino Lisure? So Holy Kashi. Hanach Tarte, the Damiel Adode, Kechodechoshe. Vio Shitzrali. So there are 2 pshotim. Rashi mentions, Rashi's pshat is, Hanach Tarte means, Eish has reference to Eishes Achi Avi Ob, Ve'achei Savi Ob, Shein Tzad Achvod Ob, Umate Didei Avo. So which 2 are considered as one? Eishes Achi Avi Ob, and Achei Savi Ob is considered as one. But, Eishes, Achi Oeim in Ob and Eishes Achi Oeim in Oeim, that's not considered as one. That is Rashi's pshat. But the Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi Meir, the Rivom, he has another pshat. According to the Rivom, so on the contrary, so Eishes Achi Aviyov and Achis Aviyov are counted as 2. But Eishes Achi Oeim Min Ob and Eishes Achi Oeim Min Oeim, that's the same relationship, except that one is an Achi Oeim to the father's side and the other one is the brother of the mother from the mother's side. So that is counted as one. So in other words, so the Gemara is saying that if we assume that the Rabbine had in mind included Eishes Achi Avi Ob and Achis Avi Ob, then the Cheshm of 16 is accurate. But if we assume that Eishes Achi Avi Ob and Achis Avi Ob are not Shnies, then the Cheshm of 16 is not accurate. Voshitzare, vo mikol mokein lididi chazilon Diksimon Lisore, this is what Ravilo says. Lisore, so how can Ameima be Machshir? How can Ameima be Machshir? Omalei Utamecho, I have exceeded Teirem, I have Samches Alaye. Suppose it had been mentioned in the manuscript of Rabine that Eishes Achi Aviob and Achis Avi Aviob Abu Torres, would you be Matthias, you wouldn't be Matthias, you wouldn't rely, because you would say, this manuscript is not authentic. Why, how do you know that it was written by Marbred Rabbinin? Me have some like the Marbred Rabbinin Mechosim Alaya. It's attributed to him. But how do you know? I mean, can you recognize the signature on that manuscript? So if it had been written there, that Eishes, Achi Abio, Acheis Abiao, Armutoreis, then you wouldn't rely on it. Because it's only attributed to Marbred Rabbinin. It's not, you have no proof that it was written by him. So Mimele, now that it's written in Surah, how is it written in Surah? Because he has a Cheshbon, a list of 16. So it's no raya. It's a hash the name of the Kosev Surah. But since it's only attributed to Marbred Rabbinin, and we have no proof that it was written except Yodei by him, so we can't rely on it. Love Marbred Rabbinin Chosem Aleh. So in other words, so it's mashma that Rav Ashi holds that Eishes Achi Avi Ohob and Achis Avi Ohob are mutots. In other words, that it's a machlekes between Ameima and Rav Ashi as to whether Eishes Achi Avi Ohob and Achis Avi Ohob are asureis or mutots. Because of that, so we have a machlekes rishenim. Some rishenim paskin like Ameima and some rishenim paskin like Rav Ashi. Right, now. Tolle Rabchir, Shlishi Shebibnei Vishabibitei, Vishibben Ishtei Vishabas Ishtei Shnir, Rivi Shebichomo Vishabhamesei Shnir. So let's see the Rashi. Shlishi Shebibnei, Baz Ben Bnei, Do Baz Bno Yel. So that means the third generation. Baz Ben Bno. Baz Ben Bno. So in other words, that is the great granddaughter. The great granddaughter. So why is it called Shlishi? The third generation? So in other words, it's the third generation if you start with the son. So the Bnei is the first generation. Ben Bnoi is the second generation. Baz Ben Bnoi is the third generation. So the great granddaughter, another the great granddaughter, that's right there. The great granddaughter, the Baz Ben Bnoi, the third generation, so is all the son, the third generation, is asur. Do Baz Bnoi Elv, Baz Bnoi, so is Elv. So Mele, Baz Ben Bnoi is Ishnir. That Shlishi Shebi Bnoi. Vishabi Bite, Baz Ben Bite. Shari Baz Bite Elv. Hilkach, Baz Ben Bite Ishnir. V'chein, v'shebiben ishtei, v'shebas ishtei. V'chein, baz ben bno, because, oi baz ben bito, because baz bito is an elbow. Baz bito shal ishtei. Or baz no shal ishtei is an elbow. But baz ben bno of ishtei, baz ben bito is a shnir. Revi shebechomo v'shechamei is a shnir. The revi shebechomo. Shahayne, Eim Chomo, the mother of the mother of his father. Vihu dei revi liishtei, viishtei bichlal. So in other words, it's the same number of generations actually. But when he uses the lashon shlishi shebibnei shebibitei, so the base is the son, or the son of the wife, or the daughter of the wife is the base. You start counting. So Mimele, the Baz Ben Bnei is the third generation. The Bnei is the first, and the Ben Bnei is the second, the Baz Ben Bnei is the third. Now, when he says, Revi Shebechomo Vishbechamei, he says, so it's also the same number of generations. But it's called Revi because he uses as a base, the first generation is the wife herself. The wife herself. So in other words, so the wife is the first generation, and the father-in-law is the second generation. The mother of the father-in-law is the third generation. And the mother's mother, the mother of the mother of the father-in-law is the fourth generation. But it's the same number of generations. Except that in connection with Shlishi, in connection with Neim Bitei and Benishtei and Basishtei, so he starts reckoning from the son or from the wife's son. And in connection with Chomer ben Chameise is starts reckoning from the wife. But it's the same number of generations. Omalei, Rabbine Rabashe Maishne Le Mailo Dik Choshiku El Yishtei. So, as far as Le Mailo is concerned, in regard to Chomer Chameise, so you count the wife of the first generation. So Memele, Eimeim Chomov is the fourth door, Lemailo. Umaishna Lemato, Lichoshik Lelishte. So Memele, the Pas Ben Bno Shalishte. So the first generation is the Benishte, so it's only the third. Umaishna Lemato, Lichoshik Lelishte. So the Gemara says, Lemailo di Surah Mikiach Ishti Kose Choshev. Lemato di Surah Lav Mikiach Ishti Kose Loit Choshev. Vo Ben Ishti U Bas Ishti di Surah Mikiach Ishti Kose Veloi Choshev Lo. And he does not, and he starts reckoning from the son. So the first generation is considered the son of the wife, not the wife. Aide di tonne shlishi deres lemato di dei, veloi choshev. Tonne name, Gimu Deiras Lamatu Yido Veloi Choshev. Veloi Choshev. Omer Rabash Rav Kani. Shnia Dibra Tchiyah Yesh Lan Hefzik O Ein Lan Hefzik. Toshma. Ve Omer Rav Dalet Noshim Yesh Lan Hefzik. Visuloi. Dio. So it's right that the Shnia Dibra Tchiyah Arose Arasura is without a limit. Dio Me Kiko Omer Rav Loham Aslita. In other words, of the Noshim enumerated in that price, so there are only Dalet Noshim that Yesh Lan Hefzik. But the other among the other shniyas, so there might be more who yesh lam hefzik. Toshma shlishi uvi ein tfeiloi. So it's a raya that the shniyas the rapchiye. So yesh lam hefzik. Dilmo mishlishi veilich miuvi veilich. All right. Now, so in other words, so the Gemara is not patient. This abaye whether the shniyas the rapchiye are. Ad infinitum, or only then, it's Yesh Lan Hefzik. Now the Rambam paskins, Likule, because Sveikin Rabbonim is Likule. And even though we said, I mean, that according to the Chamishne, so Shini is Asura from the Raise, but it's Asura from the Raise as a result of the Takodes Chachomim, so whatever the Chachomim answered, so Mele the Torah confirmed. But the Yisair became effective with the Kones Chachomim, so Memele, the Klal of Sveikin Rabbonim Likule applies to it. The Rosh says that since the Gemara tried to be patient, the Toshma, the Omer Rav, the Alad Noshim Yesh Lehefzik, is so late, and then the Gemara was matred, Dilme Kiko Omer Rav, the Hamas Nite, so it's a riot that the Gemara was disposed towards the proposition that they were hefsek, and the Gemara was matre, so Memele you have to pass in that all the shneis are apri is in hefsek. Now let's see the Rashi. Shlishi shebnei bas bnei de bas bnei yavo, v'shebite bas ben bite shari bas bite yavo, ilkar bas ben bite shneo, v'chein bas ben bno shalishte yu bas ben bite, revii shebchomov de revii shebchomov, hayne im im chomov. Vihu de revii lishte vishte bechlau, v'shechameisei im im chameisei, shneo. Dem khoma vim khamei se er avo shein khlal isho u bazno isho u bazbito im kachi ni shnio mai shnu mai lo ikolei im khoma vim khamei se vi why is it the fourth generation because the base you start reckoning from the wife because we should go in dove u mai shnu mato shmi kolei bazben ne dio shlishi ve khoshi vi shtei tever vi lav mikhi khishti kosa le mikhi ad de im nei manus askin lav masnite די טאָג דאָ איז נאָר יום מיין שניט, ווען יער ער גאָמע גאַב איז לאפט איך זאָל יער האָבן דאָ פריע איך, טאָש מאַל טאָג ביש ניט דאָ פריע איך שליש אין נייע ווי איך באקומע ביז לאי, אַל מיי איז שונע. נאָ לעט זי, האָ דער רמבם פאסט. סאָ, האָ מאני דו ווי האב? האָ מאני שניט איז ווי האב? ווי האב 8 אין דער פרייצע דאַ קאַפאַלע, אנד דען ווי האב 6. ווי האב 6 אויף דער פריע. So then, 8 and 6, 14, and then, if we pass it, the thing is, Achia Biovit, Parosa, so we have 16. So So we have 60. Now the Rambam passes like a name. The fish is a chia viovi, and the chia viovi vamutoris. So there should be, the Rambam should pass 14 shnees, that's all. But you'll see the Rambam has a bigger list. The Rambam has a list of 20. Now, so, v'yeshto shvachir shasukas mtekabola v'yisirom divasefim. V'hina mitchoi shnees, mtneshin shnees la'arayis. V'chol achas mehen mitre shneer. V'yeshri noshi. Hey, v'yilo hey. Ey mime. V'yizu ein lo hepsik. Ela afilo ey mime, ey mime, yad mailo mailo asur. Ey ma vime bilvat. So he has a shniyo eim avim. And then he says eim avim idova. Then gimu eim avim vizu eim hepsek elafilu eim avim. Ademai laso. Now eim ime is mentioned, and eim avim is mentioned. Now eim ime is undefinitu. Eim ime. And Eim Aviv means also is ad infinitum. So these two that the Rambam mentions are mentioned here in the Braise. But then the Rambam has another Shneo. Just Eim Avim Edova. And it has a Hepsik. Just Eim Avim. Now again. Now Gimu, Eim Aviv is a Hepsik. That's mentioned. El Afilo Eim Aviv Admai Lasso. Then Dalet Eim Aviv Edova. So the Rambam, so far the Rambam mentioned two shniyos that are not mentioned in the Braise, and they are not mentioned in Shneis Rabchia. Now, and you couldn't say that the Rambam holds that what difference does it make whether it's Eim Imei or it's Eim Avi Imei or Eim Avi Ovi? It's the same relationship. No, you couldn't say that, because if the Rambam had held that Eim Avi Oviv is included in Eim Oviv. In Eim Oviv. So then, why does he make a distinction? He says Eim Oviv is way lepsek. Elafil Eim Oviv. Ademailaso. Here, in connection with Eim Avi Oviv, so he says Eim Avi Oviv will not. So it's not included. So it's a separate shnia. And it's a separate takone because the status is different. As far as the takone of Eim Imei, so ad infinitum. Even Eim Imei. And as far as Eim Ovi, so it's ad infinitum, even Eim Ovi. But then he has two shniyos of great grandparents of Eim Avi Imei, and just Eim Avi Imei, and not further, and Eim Avi Ovi Bava. Where did the Rambam get these two shniyos? So that's Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Eim Avime is Asuro and Eim Avi Oviv is Asuro. And that's a separate shnir. It is not to be equated with Eim Ime. Because that is only Eim Avime, just Eim Avime, and just Eim Avi Oviv. That's all. So that's the Yerushalm. That's the Yerushalm. Now, so, the case of Mishneh, the Lecha Mishneh, they all have the Kashi against the Rambam. From our Gemara, all right, it's a Yerushalm. But we see that the Rambam doesn't pass, whenever there is a machlekes between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, he passes like the Bavli. V'oraye, in connection with Eishes Chomov, the Yerushalmi says, it's Asura Mishu Marasayim, and the Rambam passes Eishes Chomov in Muteres. There is no Isra of Marasayim. So here too, it appears from our Gemore, that our Gemore holds, that Eim Avi Ovi, there is no separate Shneo of Eim Avi Ovi. And Eim Avi Imei. How does it appear from our Gemara? Maybe, as the Gemara says, Tone Vishaya, I mean, the Braise doesn't give an exhaustive list. How do we know? So they mention this Gemara. So they all mention this Gemara. When Gemara said, Omer Rabbi Rabash, Ridi Chodzi Mishniyes Marbrid Rabine, Uchsiben Shitzar Lisure, Mai Lav Tamne Vimasnite, Vishidu Brafri. So, and the Gemara says, So what was mentioned in the manuscript of Rabbeinu? Just 16. So how do we get 16? So we have 8 in the Braise and we have 6. So that's 40. So we need 2 more. So the Raya was that the tumor was supplied by Ishes Achi Aviyoviv and Achis Aviyoviv. Achis Aviyoviv. So then he said, no, it's not a sentence. It's not a sentence. But if our Gemara had agreed with Yerushalmi that there are two extra shniyas, there are two extra shniyas of Eim Avime and Eim Aviyoviv, Bilvad, so Mimele, why does he have to tell him? It's not authentic. It could be very authentic. In the manuscript of Rabbini, it wasn't mentioned Eishes Achi Aviyoviv or Achis Aviyoviv. 16 shniyas. It was mentioned 16 shniyas. And we can account for 40, but we cannot account for two more. So what's the raya that Marbrit Rabbine, that this, according to this manuscript, so Eishes Achi Aviyoviv and Achis Aviyoviv Asuro, maybe even according to this manuscript, Eishes Achi Aviyoviv is not Asuro. But when he counted 16, so the two were supplied by the two shniyas of Bakapor and Yerushalmi. So we have 8 and 6 and two more. Eim Aviyimei and Eim Aviyoviv. So we see that from this Al Gemara, that Al Gemara is Chilik and Yerushalmi. So why does the Rambam pass like the Yerushalmi? That's the question. That's the question. There are other things in the Rambam, I mean, that require an explanation. Now, so that's the Kashe. That's the Kashe of the Lechem Mishnah. Alright. Now, we can explain the Gemara. I mean, in other words, that on the contrary, that the Rambam explained the Gemara in such a way that according to this Gemara, so these two women are asuras, Eim Aviyimei and Eim Aviyoviv, because apparently it could be that the Rambam explained Gemara as follows. Gemara said, my love. Tamir di maslite vishidi brafriye v'anachtar hoshitza. So he said, utamer, iva haveksiv leteir, mi ave samchetalaye? Because why should the Rambam explain it in a different way than Rashi? Because actually, according to Rashi's pshat, the way he answered him, the way Rav Ashi answered him, was very strange. Was very strange. So because he said, because he says, "Utamecho yavik sikle teira miyavik samchetzalai." The Marbrit Rabbanim mechosim aleik. Hashdanu sims talama nabchetzalai. Why do you have to mention it? Monefsheh. If he felt that it wasn't authentic, it was just a tribute to Marbrit Rabbanim. Let him say, "Love Marbrit Rabbanim chosim aleik." Why does he have to say it? Suppose it had been mentioned later. So would you pasken on the basis of this manuscript? You wouldn't. So the Mele, even if it's mentioned in Yisura, you can pass. The whole point was that it's not authentic. It's just attributed to him. So it could be that the Rambam explained it as follows. Utamecho. Iv avik sivla teire. He was saying, Ravashe was saying to Ravilel. Is it mentioned? Not that Ravashe doubted the authenticity of this manuscript that was attributed to Marbrit Rabbanim. He didn't doubt the authenticity. But he said, does this manuscript spell out these two women as shniyas? Does it say that Eishes Achi Aviyoviv and Achis Aviyoviv are asuras? It says there are 16 women. That's all. 16 women. But the question is, how can we account for 16 women? So we have 8 and we have 6 or 14. Where do we get two more? So it's a matter of classification. It's arbitrary. The question is, how do you count? Sometimes you can count two women as one, and sometimes you can count. For example, here we see Hanach. The Gemara said Hanach Tarpe Tidami LaAdodi Kichod Choshim. So it's a machlekes between Rashi and the Rivom, which Tarpe is Kichod. According to the Rivom, so what does it mean? So the Tarpe that is Kichod, the Tarpe that is Kichod, so that is. That is, Eishes Achi Yoheim Noov and Eishes Achi Yoheim Noov. According to Rashi, it means Eishes Achi Aviyoviv and Achis Aviyoviv. So it's a matter of classification. So Memeiro, he says as follows. Utamecho. You are the Xilvatir. You are arguing on the basis of the fact that number 16 is mentioned. Suppose it had been mentioned that they are in the manuscript of Marbrit Rabbine that there are 14 shliyas, not 16. 14! So, mi avesam chesalaye? So, would you conclude as a, from the fact that the manuscript of Marbrit Rabbine mentions 14, that Eishes, that it's a raya to Ameima, that Eishes achi aviovi and achis aviovi vamutoreis? No, you wouldn't. Why? Because we are assembly, the Marbrit Rabbine Mechosim Aleye. Does Marbrit Rabbine spell out if he mentioned there are 14 shliyas? So you still couldn't conclude as a raya to Ameima that Eishes achi aviovi is muteres. Because Marbrit Rabbine doesn't spell out in that manuscript that Eishes achi aviovi is muteres. Maybe it's asures, but then you ask, if it's a surah, so we have more than 40. No, that's no riot. It's a question how you count them. So as a matter of fact, so then you would say, me have something like the Marbrit Rabbine Mechosim Aleye. No, we could say, if he mentioned in the manuscript that stated there are 14 shliyas, so we could still say that Eishes Achi Avi Oviv, Lachis Avi Oviv is a surah. Why? How? And we would have only 14. How would we have 14? We would have the date, the eight of the Braise, and then the Eishes Achi Oeim Inoeim is together, is included in Eishes Achi Oeim Inoog, as the Ribom explained the Gemara. So, and then we would have, in Tonel Rapriya, we wouldn't have six, we wouldn't count them as six. It's an arbitrary thing. It's a question of classification. You see, we can say that shlishis, why count shlishi shebibnei as one and shlishi shebibite as a second? We can count shlishi shebibnei shebibite as one. It's the same. I mean the great granddaughter. So what difference does it make whether it's the great granddaughter to the son or the great granddaughter to the daughter? So we can count it as one. Shlishi shebibnei shebibite is one. And shebibnei ishtei shebibasishtei, second one. Then Revi Shebechomov is the third one, and Revi Shebechameisei is the fourth one. So we would have hate, and that the Braise, and that would include also Eishes Achiime Minoein, which is one with Eishes Achiime Minoav. So it's eight. Then we have four in the Verapriye, so it's 12. And then we could count the two of Eishes Achi Aviovi and Achis Aviovi, so it would be 14. So if it had been mentioned Latere, so you wouldn't have to conclude that the according to Marbrit Rabbine, so Eishes Achi Aviovi is Muteres, because we could account for the number 14 by including these two, and then counting Rapriyas only as four, not as six. Not a six. So Mimele, so Hashtanami. So Hashtanami, because it was Sure, now that the number 16 is mentioned in the manuscript of Marbrit Rabbine. So Lav Marbrit Rabbine Chosimalei, it doesn't mean it was forged. No! So, but Marbrit Rabbine doesn't spell out that the 16, the two are supplied by Eishes Avi Ovi. So we can say the same thing. So we can say the same thing, in other words, eight are mentioned in the Braise, and that includes also Eishes Achi Oein Minoein, so it's eight, and then four of Tonel Rapriye, so it's 12, and then the two of Bar Kapore and Yerushalme. The two of Bar Kapore and Yerushalme. So it's 16. So Memeil, on the contrary. So this is how the Rambam explains it. So the two mentioned by Bachpor and Yerushalme is implicit in this Gemara. Okay, all right. I have an appointment, so I can...
Shur Pei Vav and Yevamos, 86 Shur and Yevamos, Beis Iyur Hitov, Shalom and Vav, May 2nd, 1976, Sunday.
Now last time we explained... the Shir is a Rambam. So the Rambam, he mentions Bili Hepsek, that's one Shnio, and then Aimei Vizuele Hepsek, and then he says Aim Avi Midovat, and then Aim Avi Vizuele Hepsek, and then Aim Avi Avi. So in other words, so Aim Avi Avi Bilvat is Asur, but Aim this does not come within the same shniyo as Eimoviv, because Eimoviv is visual mehepsek lafilo Eimoviv adla mailaso, but so only if it's the Eimoviv, but Eimaviviv, so just Eimaviviv bilvat, not Eimaviviv. Is not a soul. Now, Rashi Shite is to the contrary. Rashi Daf Chof Alef. He says, the third big line, Rashi Daf Chof Alef from Dalet. So he says, V'chein, eishes avi ovi, ve'eim avi ovi, limaylo, mehen, ad le'ilo mosea, kigen eishes avi avi ovi, ve'eim avi avi ovi. But the Rambam Shite is, eim avi ovi vilvat, but eim avi avi ovi is not a so. Only, Eim Oviv is Asur Ad Lemailo. Bili Hefsek. But Eim Avi Oviv is only Eim Avi Oviv Bilvad. Whereas, according to Rashi, so even Eim Avi Avi Oviv is Asur. In other words, so Rashi Shiti is that when the Braise says, that Eim Imei and Eim Oviv, so Mimele Eim Aviv includes even Eim Avi Aviv, not Dafke Eim Aviv, but even Eim Avi Avi Aviv is also Asur according to Rashi. But the Rambam Shita is to the contrary. Now, where did the Rambam get that? So the Rambam got it the Yerushalmi. Bakapora says that there are two shniyes that Yeshlem Hefsek. In other words, so the two shniyes are Eim Avi Mibilvad and Eim Avi Avi Bilvad. So the Meiri, now that's page 88 in the mirror, in the first column. Vomu aleo b'Yerushalmi. Ba'kapore meisif eim avi ovi veim avi imei. Vare kanesa. Val tishveini. Hoil veim ovi vechein eim imei. Eim lehem hefzek arelo b'chal. Uma inyem b'teisve. So why did ba'kapore have to be meisif? So eim lechaname, that's Rashi Shite is like that. Rashi Shite is like that. Shal yom rein lehem hefzek alo b'imois. Kelemar eim imei veim ovi. So when we say Eim Oviv, Eim Lehepsek, it means Eim Oviv, Eim Oviv, Eim Oviv, ad infinito. But Eim Avi Imei, that's something else. And Eim Avi Oviv, that's something else. V'chein Im Yiseyem, V'im Yiseyem, Yiseyem, Tzikwa Adiris. Avul Im Yiseyem, Yiseyem, Eim Im Bechlal. V'in it takes for B'yo Shalom. And only they themselves. But it's Yesh Lehepsek. Uldaz Dilam Chabrim, בהפסק ניטייסו. וזה רמב"ם שיטה. רוצה לומר, אם אבי אביו לבד, ואם אבי מלבד. ומכל מוקד, לשיטה זגני סבורן, שחיסכון המיני הנילה שתיים, הם מפורשים שבכלל אין מימין ומובי בין. רוצה לימר, אין מימין ומובי בשניאס, וכן אם מסיין, ואם יש מסיין, ואם יש מסיין, עצב כל הדרץ. ונמצא לדבריהם, שאם אבי אובי, ואם אבי מי אלהפסר. So he mentions that Chitta in the name of Dili, of the Genis Vorat. But it's also the Chitta's Rashi. The Miri doesn't mention it in the name of Rashi. But we see that Rashi Chitta is the same as the Genis Vorat. Alright. Now, so the Lachamishne is the Kashe. From our Gemara it appears that not like that, because of Marbury the Rabbonis. So let's stand, let's see how we explained it. That on the contrary, that the Rambam explained, according to the Rambam's explanation of the Gemara, so our Gemara Dafke confirms Bakaporet's memory in Yerushalmi, not in Yitzchak. That we explained it last year. Now, there is another Chiddush in the Rambam, which is even a bigger Chiddush. The Chol HaPoch has this, so it's Yerushalmi. So the Genisvorad and Rashi hold that the Bavli is Chilek. So maybe they pass like the Babli and the Rambam holds, and there is no Machlekes. But then there is a big Chiddush in the Rambam. Now the Rambam mentions 20 Shniyas. Now, but let's see, I mean, the 20 Shniyas. So he has up to Yud. So he has the Shniyas that are mentioned in the Braise, and also the two Shniyas of Bar Kapporet's memory in Yerushalm. And then he says, Yudalef, he says, Bas Bnoi Bovat, the great granddaughter, the daughter of his son. So is Asur. Baz, that's Yudal. Then Yudveis, he has Bas Ben Bnoi Bovat. Again, a great ender, a great granddaughter. But how is she a great granddaughter? She is the daughter of the son of the son. So it's another great granddaughter. That is Asur on Misachini. So it's a second Shniyo of a great granddaughter. Then Yud Gimel, Bas Bite Bovat, the daughter of the daughter of the daughter. A third granddaughter, Ishnia. Now then Yud Aled, he has Bas Ben Bite Bovat. In other words, the daughter of the son of the daughter. Of the daughter. So how many great granddaughters does the Rambam have, Ishnia? Four. And all the four are included in Shlisi Shebibnei Vishabibit. So there are four great granddaughters included in Shlisi Shebibnei Vishabibit. Now, so one would expect the Rambam to say the same thing in connection with Shlisi Shebibnei Vishabasishte. The same thing. Just as there are four great granddaughters, his own great granddaughters, that are Asuras Mitzachniyates, so there should be four great-granddaughters of his wife that are Asuris Mitzachniyah. But you'll see, the Rambam, in connection with the great-granddaughters of the wife, the Rambam mentions only two. In connection with his own great-granddaughters, he has four. But in connection with the great-granddaughters of the wife, he has only two. So he says, now let's see, Tesvot. Bas Ben Ben Ito. of the daughter of the wife. Again, a great granddaughter. But how about Bas ben Bas Ishtei? How about Bas ben Ishtei? It doesn't mention. So, I mean, it's a very strange distinction that the Rambam makes between a great-granddaughter of his own and a great-granddaughter of his wife. So the Chachomim answered both, because his daughter is Asuro, and his granddaughter is Asuro Midraise and Ervo, Bite is an Ervo Midraise, and Bas Bite is an Ervo Midraise, Bas No is an Ervo Midraise, Bas Ishte is an Ervo Midraise, and Bas Ishte is an Ervo Midraise, and Bas Ben Ishte is an Ervo Midraise. So the Rabbonons should bear a correspondence. The Rabbonons, the Shnieis of Bas Ishte, so should be analogous to the Shnieis of his own daughter. So still, according to the Rambam, so in respect to the Shnieis of his own daughter, so they are, so the Chachomim answered, four great-granddaughters. I mean, all the possible, you can't have more than four great-granddaughters. So all the possible great-granddaughters are Asuris and Sashnis. In respect to the great-granddaughters of his wife, so only two. Which two? Bas, and Bas, Ben. I mean, of course, it requires an explanation. So the Gro, so they all have the Kashe against the Rambam. Why? Now, so the Gro says that the Rambam has a different gears in the Gemara. Now let's see the Gro's gears. It's very strange, I mean, the Gro's gears. Now, Tone de Refriye, let's go over the Gemara again. Tafro Beisam Gal. Tone de Refriye. Shlishi shebibnei vishebite. Vishebenishte vishebasishte shnir. In other words, the great granddaughter of his, that's the third generation of his son or of his daughter, or the third generation of the wife of his wife, son, the third generation of the wife's son, or the wife's daughter, in other words, the great granddaughter of the wife, is a shnir. Rivi shebechomav shebechamei is a shnir. So actually, there are no more generations asureis limailo than limato. But in limailo, so the base is the wife. In other words, you start reckoning the number of generations from the wife. Rivi shebechomav shebechamei. The rivi shebechomav haine aim chomav. So in other words, the wife is the first generation, the father-in-law is the second generation, the mother of the father-in-law is the third generation, and the mother's mother is the fourth generation. So it's the fourth generation if you start reckoning from the wife. But if you start reckoning from the father-in-law, so it's the third generation. Now, so it's the same number of generations, except that Rebchiye, in respect to Bnei Ubitei, and Ben Ishtei and Bas Ishtei, so he starts reckoning not from the wife, but he starts reckoning from the child, and here he starts reckoning from the wife, but it's the same number of generations. Still, why this change? Omer Rabin El Ravashe, Maishnel Imalo, Dikochev Lel Ishtei, so it's the same number of generations. So it's an arbitrary thing whether you call it the fourth generation from the wife or the third generation from the child or from the father. It's an arbitrary thing. So why did the Tane reckon it one way in respect to Chomav Chameisei and the other way in respect to Bnei Umbitei and Ben Ishtei and Basish? That's the Kashi that Rabbina raised. Maishin lemailu koshin lishtei, maishin lemailu koshin lishtei. So the Gemara gives teres, lemailu di isura mikiach ishtei kose koshin. Because in respect or to Chomov and Chameisei, so the holy ceremonies to his wife. So Mimele, he reckons the wife as the first generation. But Limato, the Surah Lavnik Yachizdiko, so Mimele, he starts reckoning from the child, from the son, from the daughter. Look, Hoshim. And there too, he doesn't reckon it from the wife, but from the child of the wife. So I will be tone shlesh deres limata di day. V'loi choshvo, tone nami gimu deres limata di dobu lechoshvo. So it's very simple, not very smooth, the Gemara. In other words, because he wants to have the, he wants to follow up the same cheshv in respect to the deres limato of the wife as the deres limato of his own. So, and in view of the fact that in respect to the deres limato of his own, so there is no wife, so then he has to start reckoning from the child, to the first generation of the child, so mimele in respect to the wife holds. This is what I said. All right. The Gros says that the Rambam had a different gears. Now, as a matter of fact, the Agoyis Agro here mentioned that this gears, but in Shulchan Aruch it's more bariches, very strange word. So the Rambam was gears as follows: Omar le Rabin el Rav Ashi, Maishne le Mayo, Dika Choshev le Yishtei, Umaishne le Matod le Choshev le Yishtei. I mean the same kasha, it's according to Rashi. How is it that Limailo, he reckons the wife is the first generation, and Limato, he reckons the child as the first generation? So the boy is a teretz. Limailo di isur emikeach ishtikose choshibu. Limato di isur lav emikeach ishtikose lo choshibu. So here, the Rambam explained it, that the pshat in Gemara is as follows. Limailo, because in respect to Chomov and Chameisei, so he mentions up to the fourth generation all the possible ancestors, I mean the wife's ancestors, up to the fourth generation, all the possible. Now let's see the Rambam. So he has four there. Now Yudzayin. So he has Ein Avi Ishtei Bilvat. Ishtei is the first generation, Avi Ishtei the second, Eim Avi Ishtei the third, Eim Avi Ishtei the fourth. So that's one ancestor of the wife. The great grandmother of the wife. That's one great grandmother of the wife. And then Yudches Eim Av Eim Ishtei Bovat. So again, a second great grandmother of the wife. Then aim ishtei bilvat, a third great grandmother of the wife. And then aim av avi ishtei bilvat, a fourth great grandmother of the wife. So in other words, so in respect to Chomov and Chameisei, the ancestors of the wife, the Chomov and Chameisei, so the Rambam exhausts the whole list, the whole possible list. Every great grandmother of the wife is Asur Mitzachniyah. In respect to his own descendants, he also exhausts all the possible great granddaughters. But in respect to the great granddaughters of the wife, he doesn't exhaust the whole list. There are four possible great-granddaughters, and only two great-granddaughters are Asuris. So the Gros says that when the Gemara gives the Teretz, Lemailo di Yisuram di Yisuram ikeach ishtei kose choshim. Because Lemailo, so the Chachomim Aseret, all the possible great-grandmothers of the wife, so in other words, he starts reckoning from the wife. Because every possible great grandmother of the wife, the Chachomim Aseret, so he starts reckoning from the wife. So the wife is the first generation. Limato, the sure love me keachistikos, but loy kachoshim. Loika Hashifa. So what does it mean? Limato. So he says, Visura Lavmiki Achishtikos, in other words, but in respect to Ben Ishtei and Bas Ishtei, in respect to Ben Ishtei and Bas Ishtei, so the Chachomim didn't tassel every possible great granddaughter of the wife. Only two. Which two? Bas Ishtei and Bas Ben Ishtei. In other words, the daughter of the Schorim, of his straight line of Schorim, or the daughter of his straight line of Nikeis. Bas Ishtei. So it's the daughter of his straight line of Nikeis, or Bas Ben Ishtei, of his straight line of Schorim. But not Bas Ben Bas Ishtei, and not Bas Ben Ishtei. These not. So Mele, when the Gemara says, because in respect to Chomov Chameisei, so the Chachomim exhausted the whole list of possible great grandmothers. So Memele, he reckons from the wife, because every possible great grandmother of the wife is Asur. But Lemato di Isur Lamiki Achishtikosalo, because there are certain great granddaughters of the wife that are not Asurins. So maybe why should he mention, why should he start reckoning from the, it wouldn't be logical for him to start reckoning from the wife, because if you use the wife as the base, so that means every descendant, every great granddaughter of the wife is Asur. But there are certain descendants of the wife who are not Asurins. Only the Bas and Bas Ben, but not the Bas Ben Bas, and not the Bas Ben. So how can he reckon from the wife? Because let's say if the next child, so in other words, because if it's a Ben and then a Bas, so that is not included. It's a very reasonable target. So he means not everyone. So then the Gemara is a kashe. Now and then here the Gemara is a Rambam is a little different. Not we hope ben ishtei ubas ishtei isura mikeach ishtikose, but we hope nei ubite the isura mikeach ishtikose veloi choshev lo. So Gemara is a Rambam nei ubite the isura mikeach ishtikose veloi choshev lo. So in other words, is you say. So the Makshin says to the Tarzan, you say that the reason as to why Rigabi Chomov, he starts reckoning from the wife, because every possible descendant, a great grandmother, because every possible great grandmother of the wife is Asura, so Mele, he has to start reckoning from the wife, so the same thing should be true in regard to Bnei Yubite. So we understand as to why in regard to Ben Ishtei and Bas Ishtei, he doesn't reckon the wife, because there are certain descendants of the wife who are not included in the Yisrael. But why doesn't he start reckoning from himself? There is no wife, in regard to Bnei Ubite. So why does he say Shlishi she Bnei Ubite, and he starts reckoning from the Ben and the Bas? Let him say Revish Al Yidei Bnei Ubite. Revi Al Yidei Bnei Ubite. And he'll start reckoning from himself. So the Gemara has the kashe, Vo Bnei Ubite, the Isura Mikeachishtei Kose. It doesn't mean Mikeachishtei that the Isa of his own great granddaughter emanates from the wife. No, he doesn't tell the wife, but he means it's analogous to Chomov and Chameise, where all the possible descendants are Asuras. So Bnei Ubite, the Isura Mikeachishtei Kose, Upirish Mikeachishtei, she's called Tzad Minosa. Every possible descendant is Osa. So let him count. Let him say Rivi Al Yidei Bnei Ubitei, because Alvi, al yedei bnei ubitei, baz ben bnoi, and baz ben bitei, and baz baz bitei, and baz ben bnoi. So that is designated by the expression mikeach ishtei. It doesn't mean mikeach ishtei. It means mikeach ishtei, analogous to chomo v'chameisei, where all the possible. So we say that all the possible great grandmothers of the wife are asuris. So here too, all the possible great grandmothers of his own are asuris. So memele, he should count his own generation as the first generation, not the child generation as the first generation. Now here, in Tesvov, Simit Tesvov, the Bir Agro, Os Chav Gimel, ובני ובותי דאיסור המקייח אשתי רוצה לימה למיילו דאיסור המקייח אשתי דכל שם מייל ממנו עד הרביעו עושה בכל עניין ואין דלת מה שאין כלמטו סדניס המקייח אשתי כל דר של מטו ממנו אלו מקייח בנו אלו מקייח בנו סדגימור הקדיב זה תרץ עיידה דיתונש לישה דיריס למטו נת למטו דידי יסוי הדיריס בוט למטו דידו אין לכן עמי. He should count in connection with Noyim Bitei. He should say Revi al Yidei Bnei Yubitei. Revi al Yidei Bnei Yubitei. But in view of the fact that in connection with Ben Ishtei, Bas Ishtei, he couldn't say Revi Shebi Ben Ishtei Vishas Ishtei because Revi al Yidei Ishtei. So he couldn't say, because not all the great granddaughters of the wife are asureis. So they are yet to use the expression shlishi shevenishtei shvasishtei. So because of that, he uses the lashon shlishi in connection with the details. So here he says, I did it on a shlisha deiris limata, not the day, but the door. So limata the door, veloi choshvo, tone name. Gimu deiris limata the day, veloi choshvo. So in other words, so according to this Girsa, it's a Gemara Meforeshes. But we have to understand, I mean, what's the logic behind it? Why should the Chachomim answer all the great granddaughters of his own, but only two great granddaughters of the one? So it seems that, I mean, the possible reason for it could be that there is a fundamental distinction between there. All the shniyas are based upon arayas midrayas. So the Chachomim asat, let's say, a shniyo, a mime. Why? Because ime is an elf. So the Chachomim asat a shniyo of eishes aviyoviv. Why? Because eishes aviyoviv is an elf. So every shniyo is based upon a certain elf that is midrayas. So it is obvious that the shniyas of Shlishi Sheb Benishtei Basishtei are based upon the arayas of Basishtei and Bas Basishtei and Bas Benishtei, which there are three arayas that are asuris midrayas. Basishtei is an elbow midrayas, and Bas Basishtei is an elbow midrayas, and Bas Benishtei is an elbow midrayas. Bas Benishtei is an elbow midrayas. And then the shniyas of Shlishi Sheb Bnei Sheb Bitei obviously are based upon the arayas midrayas of Bitei and Bas Noi. There are three arayas of Bitei and Bas Noi. Now, so apparently the Rambam holds that the reason is why the Chachomim answered all the great granddaughters of his own and only two great granddaughters of his wife, because insofar as the arayas of Ishtei are concerned, so there is a difference between the essence of the Iser of Bas Ishtei and the Iser of Bitei. Now, the Torah spells out the elbow of Basishte. The Torah spells out explicitly the elbow of Bas Basishte. The Torah spells out explicitly the elbow of Bas Benishte. The Torah, now in respect to the arayas of his own descendants, so there are also three arayas asuris, his daughter and his granddaughter. And his granddaughter, there are two granddaughters, either Basbite or Basne. But so the Torah spells out Basbite, the Torah spells out Basne. But Bite, the Torah doesn't spell out. Bite, the Torah doesn't spell out. Now, so the question is, why should Bite be Asur? So there's a sugi in Sanhedrin, the fine word. So Abaye says, give a milz about. Since the Torah spells out that Basbite is Asur, Elvas Basbit Cholo Isigale, and the Torah spells out that Basno is Asur, so it's a Kalvachemia. That Bite is Asur. I mean, a Basbite couldn't be more chomor than his own daughter. So then the Gemara asks, but in ancient Nadin, in Mazir Nadin, so Abaye says, Gilu Milzebal. In other words, what's the pshat? I mentioned that several times. There is a Kalvachemia of Yalfusi, which cannot even be conceived by logic. And there is a Kalvachemia of logic. So in other words, when do we say in ancient Nadin, if it's not a Kalvachemia of logic, if it's a Kalvachemia of Yalfusi, it's an ancient Nadin, a Mazir Nadin. But if it's a Kalvachemia of logic, that's given means about me, it's a Kalvachemia. Rovig is another terrace, there is a Xeroshove. We learn out anyway. The fact is that Bite is also a soul. Whether it's to a Zereshove, we learn out, or to a Kalchemea, but Bite is also a soul. But the Torah doesn't spell it out. Mashenken with regard to Ishtei, so Bas Ishtei is spelled out, just as Bas Ishtei is spelled out, just as Bas Ben Ishtei is spelled out. But in regard to his own daughter, it's not even spelled out. But it's a soul. So Memele, apparently, the Rambam holds that there is, theoretically, there is a fundamental distinction between the Yiser of Bite and Basishte. In respect to Basishte, where the Torah spells out Basishte explicitly, and the Torah spells out Bas Basishte, and the Torah spells out explicitly Bas Benishte. So, Bas Ishte is Asuro Biteiras Bas Ishte. And Bas Bas Ishte is Asuro Biteiras Bas Bas Ishte. And Bas Ben Ishte is Asuro Biteiras Bas Ben Ishte. Masheinken Ligabe. Ligabe Bite and Bas Bite and Bas Ne. The Torah doesn't even mention. Bite explicitly. And according to Abaye, it's given Milse Balme. And it appears, and many Nesikelim say that the Rambam passes like Abaye. Even though, I mean, why should he pass like Abaye? The Roshan Rambam, but it appears on the Roshan Rambam like Abaye. Habo alisha derer znus vehilid mimenu bas oisa bas ervolo mishum bite vaf al pishol enema beteiro avas bitchol isigalei miacha shosa bas abas shosak na bas viso matel. What does it mean shosak na bas? Why shosak? Why was the Torah silent? The answer is it wasn't necessary for the Torah to say it. It could remain silent because it's not reasonable that Bas Abas should be Asuro and Bas should not be Asuro. In other words, it's Gimel Milse Balme, that's appears like Abaye. So Memele, the Iser of Bas Abas and Bite is the same kind of Iser. Even though we have the Rambam himself has one love, Legabi, in the Mirna Mitzvah, he has one love in connection with Bitei and another love in connection with Bas Bitei, but it's the same kind of Isa. In other words, in respect to Bas Ishtei, So the Torah, so in Basishtei is Asura because she is Basishtei. In Bas Basishtei is Asura because she is Bas Basishtei. Not that the Torah asserted the female descendant of the wife up to the second generation. No. The Torah asserted Basishtei and the Torah asserted Bas Basishtei. And the Torah asserted Bas Benishtei. Bas Benishtei. But in respect to Bitei, since Ichosak Miacha Sheosa Basa Bas Shosak Nabas. In other words, so it's the same Isa. Even though there is a separate lock. So that's a shaila. Why separate lock? But you see Moshna Rambam. Miacha Sheosa Basa Bas Shosak Nabas. In other words, so this teaches us that when the Torah asserted Bitei and Baz Bitei and Baz Noi, so it's for the same reason. In other words, the Torah in effect asserted the female descendant of his. Any female descendant of his is Asur. But it's not ad infinitum. So there is a limit. It's Yesh Lehepset. What's the limit? The limit is second generation female descendant. Bas Habas, the Torah didn't assert, because that would be already a third generation descendant. But the Torah assert a female descendant up to the second generation. So Memele, Bas is a female descendant within this range, and Bas Habas and Bas Haben is a female descendant of his within this range. But some Mashinkinli Gabe Basishte, so it's not that the Torah asserted the female descendants of his wife up to the second generation, Abraham Bechlau. No. The Torah asserted Bas and the Torah asserted Basa Basishte. So Mimele, that's why the Chachomim, when they were misaking the Shnias, and all the Shnias are based upon the Arayas Midaraisa, so Mimele, in respect to his own great-granddaughters, that is based upon the Erva Midaraisa of Bas and Basabas and Basaben, and since Bas and Basabas and Basaben are all expressive of the same Isaiah, so Mimele, it would be unreasonable to answer just two great-granddaughters and not the other two great-granddaughters. Because what difference does it make? What difference does it make? Masha'inkin ligabei basishtei, Masha'inkin the shnias that are based upon the arayas of basishtei and bas basishtei and bas benishtei. So there isn't one elvo of a female descendant up to the second generation. So there is one elvo of Basishtei, and then there is another elvo of Bas Basishtei, and then there is a third elvo of Bas Benishtei. So Mimele, the Chachomim decided to answer only Bas 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 and Bas Ben Ben. That's all. But in regard to Bnei Ubikei, since there is no separate elbow of Bitei and a separate elbow of Baz Bitei, a separate elbow of Baz Bnei, but one elbow of a female descendant of his, up to a certain generation. So Mimele, the Chachomim, will receive one generation in Shnias. Every great granddaughter. All right. Now, in the Miri, obviously there is a Toye Sefer in one Miri, because the Miri mentions the Shitas Rambam, and he also says that the Rambam distinguishes between the Shnias of Bnei Ubitei and the Shnias of Benishtei and Basishtei, but there is a certain inaccuracy in the text of the Miri. Now, he says, Thank you. וגדילי המחברים רואיסי גם כן של אימונו אלו עשרים וחיסחו מן המיניין ביטי של בן בנו של אשתי. רמב"ם מנת נחסיה ביטי של בן בנו של אשתי. The two that he does mention are Baz Bas Abbas and Baz Ben Aben. So it, obviously, so V'chisro min aminyen Bitei shel ben bno shel ishtei U Bitei shel ben bito. So that's true. Bitei shel ben bito, he omits. He doesn't answer. Because according to the Rambam, as the Goyim points out, so the Chachomim Asa don't only watch Nias in Ben Ishtei and Bas Ishtei. Only the daughter of the lineal line of Schorim or the daughter of the lineal line of Nikevis. In other words, Bas Bas Abbas, that's the daughter of the lineal line of Nikevis, and Bas Ben Aben. So, Ben Aben Shalishte. So that's the daughter of the lineal line of Schorim. So, Bitei Shal Ben Bito. So, that the Rambam omits. But Bitei Shal Ben Bno Shal Ishtei, the Rambam does not omit. So it's probably Itoi Sefer. And should read, V'chizchom Laminyen, Bitei Shal Bas, Bito Shal Bas Bno Shal Ishtei. Not Bitei Shal Ben Bno Shal Ishtei. I mean, it's obvious, it couldn't be. Unless the Rambam, unless the Meiri had a different gears in the Rambam, it's not Mistaber. So it's more Mistaber that there is Itoi Sefer. There is a toy set. Right. Now, let's go with the Gemara now, jump to the Mishnah, and then the Tesis. Omalei Rav, yeah, now something else here. In that Gemara, correct the Gemara. Omalei Rav Asher Rav Kane, Shnia de Berapriye, Yeish Lehem Hepsek or Yeim Lehem Hepsek. Toshma, Doma Rav, Dalet Noshim Yeish Lehem Hepsek, Vesuloi. So the Gemara says, no, it's not right. Maybe the Shneiz Rabchie is Yeishlem Hefsek. So why doesn't the Brisa mention that? The only Kikomarav Lahim Asnite. In other words, of those Shneiz that are mentioned in that Brisa, so they are only Dalet with the Hefsek. But of the Shneiz, of the additional Shneiz that are not even listed in this Brisa, there might be more that have Hefsek. That have Hefsek. Tosh, Shlishi Ovi, so Shlishi Ovi ein tveiloi, Dilmo mishlishi veilech, mirevi veilech. So it's not a right. Alright, so in other words, so the Gemara was not patient. How do we pasken? So the Rambam paskens in respect to all the shnias of Rebchie that Yeshua has. Why? So they say, because shnias it akoles chachomim, and even according to the Mishnah, that it has a remes in the Torah, but it was nimsa to the Chachamim, so in Mele, it's still as a din like the Rabbonon, and we apply the general principle of Sveike the Rabbonon, of Sveike the Rabbonon Likule, of Sveike the Rabbonon Likule. So in Mele, he paskens in respect to all the Shnias of Rabchie that Yeshua Mepsik, only Shlishi Shem Bnei Shem Vitei. And Revi Shebechom and Shebenishtim Shbasishtei. And the Revi Shebechom Shechameisei. But beyond that, it's not us. Because it's a Bible, Yipshete, so Sveiket Rabbonon is Likud. The Rosh says, he agrees that if it was not Nifshat, so then we should pass Likud, because Sveiket Rabbonon Likud. But he says, it's Mashma from the Gemore, that the Gemore was disposed to assume that it's ein lehepsek. V'oraye, because the Gemara said, Toshma, the Omarav, Dalet Noshim Yeshlem Hepsek, V'suloi. So didn't the Gemara understand that we can say, Kikom Arav Lahim Asnite, I mean, but, because the Gemara was disposed that way, so that's why the Gemara tried to be patient. So true, the Gemara was matche, dilme ki komarav, I must eat it, but that was only derech vichu b'al. This is the Roshi. So the Rosh paskens that all the shneis the rabchi is in them hefsek. Atzeif kol aderes. So, yasuris. The Ramban, So he agrees with the Rambam that it was not Mikshe, but we should paskenly kule, but he says the whole Abaye of the Gemore applies only to Shlishi Shebe Benishtei Ubasishtei and to Rivi Shebe Chomo Vishachameisei. But the Abaye does not apply to Shlishi Shebe Bnei Vishebe Bidei. He says it's not Mistaber. Since we say in regard to Kala's Nei, the Teino Efsek, so even the Kala's Ben Nei Vyasuro, in other words, Yaakov Avinu, is also in the wife of any Jew, Yaakov Avinu. Because Kala's Ben Noi is a lohepsek, so why should the kala, the wife of a very remote descendant of Yaakov Avinu be asur to Yaakov Avinu, and a remote descendant, great granddaughter be muter? It's not mistaber. After all, a great granddaughter, even a thousand generations, is closer to Yaakov Avinu than the wife of the great-great-great-grandson. So since we say in respect to Kala's Ben Bnoi that it's ad infinitum, Eila Hefsek, so in Mele it is obvious that even the thousandth descendant, great-granddaughter of Yaakov Avinu is also so. So when the Gemara raised the Abaye, it's only in connection with Shlishi Shevanishtei Shevasishtei, and in respect to Rivi Shevachom Shechameisei. So, in respect to these two, so in Machaname, we pass the Likuba, it's Abai Rivshtei. But there was never any Abai in respect to Shlishi Shevanishtei Shevasishtei. They are certainly left. So, we have three shittes. Alright. Omalei, Robele Rav Nachman, Chosemar, Haimi Rabbonon, the Osem in Marove, the Omar, Bo be Marove. Gozrushnias begeirim, or Loy Gozrushnias begeirim. Or Loy Gozrushnias begeirim. Now, Midereise, so the Alochi is that Ger is Mutabim. Because Gershon is Gaia, Kikotin Shenirodon. So the whole relationship, even though he goes, has Yeches, Akum is Yeches of Vatero, and but a gay when a goy is misguided, so all the heretofore relationships that he had terminates. So Mele, the mother, the heretofore mother of the gay, is not a mother of his anymore. So Ger is mutabime, mutabachis, and so on. But the Chachomim Aser, so the Shaila is, did the Chachomim Aser by Ger even Shinies, or Shnius not, in view of the fact that Shnius, even by Yisroel, Tomo, is Asuris only mid Rabbanon. So, Memele by Gel, they didn't ask Shnius. Chosemar, Haim Rabbanon, Smarove, Boom, Boy, Marove, Gozo Shnius, Begay, Maloy, Gozo Shnius, Begay, Omele Hashte, Umaya, Vogufes, Ilapsil, Yem Robo, Midbishok Mol, Midbishakal, Ligozo Rabbanon, Shnius, Mibo. What's the reason as to why the Chachomim Aser? Three ways by Ger. Why is the Ger was a Bime? Because if a Ger would be allowed to marry his mother, so then they'll say Bonum Mikdushach Mol Bishakalo. I mean, we had more restrictions. Bneiach is also a Bime. That's one of the Arayas of Bneiach is Musa. So then they'll say that there were more restrictions before he became a Jew, as after a Jew. So then, Jewishness will be identified with permissiveness. So because of that, the Chachomim answered the craves by Ger. So only with Rabbonon. So only by that, which is by Yisroel, also with Reis, each I have to say. But that Shnia is that even by Yisroel, it's also with Rabbonon. So no one is going to say, Bonu Midushach Mo, Midushach Kam. So you lash on him upon the Shukhmun Shikal because Rabbonon, Shneas, and boy, Omaravnach. Gerim, Hoyl, Viosel, Yidon, name of a Milsi. Achim in a M, Loyidu. Vimeidu, a day sonates. Achim in Ov, Meidin Lechatrile. So, in other words, Achim in a M, the two brothers, through the mother, and then they were both Misgaya. So lechatchile the apostolides. The apostolides. But the eved it's all right. Vimidiso edisenides. Achiminov neitin lechatchile. Ameimaromar afil achimnei namen mis lechatchile. Why does Rav Nachman say that lechatchile not? Because for the same reason that the Chachomim assert the arayas of Sheol Bosor by there, even though with the arayas the kurve is terminated. So they still assert some mele, the shepasleides also lechatchile, because of the same takonim. So Amima says no, there's no comparison between the two. Umayshim arayas elvo lakeil misuro. So what does it mean lakeil misuro? So it could be michli. I mean, that's how it's mashma. Teisa says so in so many words. So it could be michli. But Eide is lebezn misuro. So bezn wouldn't make the mistake. Bezn knows that the gershon is gaya. Kikot mishenelazam. Right, let's see the Rashi. Begirim, goz rushnis, shimoyo geya nosu, eim imei, so he should be eight, mikdush achmuro, shei chovim zohar la'arayis, lugoz v'rabono nechkot mishenelazam, evin likur, lo yid lechatchile, dikov asein begirim kuri, do vadayim ri, vim yidu yidisunei, dikot mishenelazam, miyidin lechatchile. In other words, that achim na'av is miyidin lechatchile. Why? The Rachmona Avker Lizare, Yaakov, Yichsiv, Zir Masusim Zomosom, Hilkach Kovas Ov, Einokov, Einokov. It appears from this Gemore, I mean, and that is a Sugi in Sanhedrin, that by Yaakov, and some Rishonim say it in so many words, that even though by Yaakov, Akum es yiches, akum es yiches, es ovid vateiro. But in regard to arayes of Shei Roviv, akum es no yiches. Why? Because the arayes of Shei Roviv are based upon the fact of Shei Obosor. So by akum is not mufke of Shei Obosor of Imei, but akum is mufke of Shei Obosor of Imei. So Mimele, there are no arayas that of Sheir Bosor of Oviv that an Akum is Musa, except one, Rabbi Akiva says. So it's a special Zer Sakosuf, Eishes Oviv. Eishes Oviv, Rabbi Akiva says, a Beneach is Musa. So it's a Alki Yazifi Eishes Oviv, so Rabbi Akiva says, Oviv, that means Eishes Oviv. So it's a special Zer Sakosuf. But generally, an Akum, a Beneach is Mufke. Even though in Beneach has Yiches, Akum Yiresh is always Vatere, but in regard to Arayas, it's more than Yiches. It's an Indian of Sheir Bosor. So Sheir Bosor of Imei, and Akum is not Mufke. Sheir Bosor of Ovi, and Akum is Mufke. And Akum is Mufke. Alright. So Hilkach, Kova Sovinko, Maish Neiris Baraydom Nekamon, Gershon Yonosa Achisim Noeim, so Yeitzi. So if he was in his gaya, so he has to divorce her. So the answer is lakil miso hatulin os misinoshi. Hilkach ishor is like yume os enamu mishraya vabi yisroel the chulaom lo yade the time the gaya mishim lechkot mishnei adonai. The best miso viname machsheres eidis achim geiri lo yasi lachshur achim yisroel the best yade best will not make that mistake the gaya shen is gaya ki kotin shnei adonai. He got Mishael. Harav Radaran in Sanhedrin, Daf Yunches, mentions a shite of Harav Radon. It's a very strange shite, a big chidish, a tremendous chidish. So he says, now, we say here in this Gemara that